AM Emory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state, and in your own backyard. This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good morning. It's 8 AM. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wildfire smoke from Canada is back. Wisconsin is under an air quality advisory at least until Monday. The Department of Natural Resources expects conditions to be unhealthy for nearly everyone, not just people who are sensitive to air pollution. The DNR says it's a good idea to limit your time outdoors, especially if you have lung disease or heart problems. Older adults, children, and people who work outdoors should also be careful. You can check air quality conditions on the DNR's website. It will be up to Wisconsin's top election official whether to testify at a Senate hearing about keeping her job. Terry Bell reports.
Earlier this summer, the six-member Wisconsin Elections Commission intentionally deadlocked on renominating Megan Wolf for another term. Democrats were trying to prevent a Senate hearing where majority Republicans would almost certainly vote her down. Republican senators decided to go ahead with a confirmation hearing anyway. That meeting late yesterday, commissioners decided not to take a position. Wolf says she has a tough choice to make.
I feel like I am being put in an absolutely impossible, untenable spot either way. Knowing that I have the clear backing from the commission is important to me.
Many Republicans blame Wolf for what they don't like about Wisconsin's election system. Wolf's peers around the country say she's one of the best at her job. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The head of the CDC made a visit to Wisconsin yesterday to encourage parents to vaccinate their children ahead of the school year. Melissa Kay with more.
CDC Director Mandy Cohen visited a public health vaccination clinic in Madison yesterday as part of a multi-state trip. Her visit comes as vaccination rates for school children are dropping statewide. About 83% of kindergartners in Wisconsin were fully vaccinated for measles, pertussis, polio, and chickenpox in the 2021-22 school year. That is well below the national average of around 93%. Last year, about 5.4% of students filed waivers from vaccine requirements, a number that has nearly doubled in the past 20 years. The vast majority of last year's vaccination waivers were for personal conviction and not medical or religious reasons. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
The Inflation Reduction Act has been on the books for 1 year. Democrats say it's saving money and investing billions in clean energy jobs.
And that you're going to see effects for the next decade continue to happen. So I think the positive sides are jobs are absolutely there. Pay is up. Inflation is coming down.
Congressman Mark Pocan spoke with the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. President Biden came to Wisconsin this week to celebrate the anniversary. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Luke Mathers, Civic Media News.
For Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in Amory. Canadian wildfire smoke is once again triggering a statewide air quality advisory, which will last through Monday at 6 AM. Wildfires north of the border have caused several air quality alerts this summer. Earlier this year, air quality was the worst it's been in over a decade, with a late June stretch causing the air quality in Wisconsin to drop to the worst in the world for a couple of days. Officials say to limit time spent outdoors, especially children and people with health conditions when air quality is unhealthy. A national trucking company that recently filed for bankruptcy is making layoffs in Wisconsin. Yellow Corporation said 46 employees in Toma and 9 more in Eau Claire will lose their jobs as the company deals with its financial issues. Other Wisconsin locations are impacted as well, with Neenah laying off 86 employees. 261 employees are being laid off in the state of Wisconsin. According to the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development, the company has 22,000 employees nationwide. From the Civic Media Newsroom in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Dodgers dumped the Brewers again. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee losing to the Dodgers again, this time 7-1 last night in L.A. The Dodgers have now won 10 in a row. Clayton Kershaw gets the win. Wade Miley takes the loss. Brewers manager Craig Counsell.
You know, I thought we did a decent job against Kershaw. Had some good swings. You know, didn't get a ball to drop to kind of create a big opportunity.
Milwaukee now with a 2.5 game lead in the NL Central. The final game of the series at 9:10 tonight with Corbin Burns against the Dodgers' Lance Lynn. NFL, the Packers and Patriots holding joint practices this week in Green Bay. Former Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott signed his one-year deal with New England. Patriots head coach Bill Belichick held a press conference outside the Packers' Don Hutson Center.
Yeah, good to have Zeke. Glad we have him, and we'll we'll work him in there when he's ready. We'll see how that goes.
Elliott then took to the field wearing a Patriots helmet, a dark visor, and a number 15 jersey, the number he wore at Ohio State. Some of the Packers, though, didn't recognize him. I asked linebacker Quay Walker if he knew Zeke was out there.
I didn't even know either until somebody told me until we got in here. I think he did get one play, I want to say, but other than that, I didn't see him.
Overall, the Packers did well against the Patriots. Running back Aaron Jones.
We come out, we started fast, getting confident. We completed some deep balls, moved the ball the way we wanted to. There's still things to clean up on, of course. Nobody's perfect, but I like where we're heading. We're going to continue to put our head down and continue to work and continue to grow this offense.
On defense, with rookie defensive back Carrington Valentine playing so well and no one at safety distinguishing themselves, would Matt LaFleur consider moving Rasul Douglas to safety?
We're going to look at everything. We'll look at everything and try to put our best people who can make plays. And if Sewell's one of those guys, I certainly know we had Sewell obviously in there at the nickel position last year. So he has a really high football IQ.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Another Stu Daniels show. Hey, good morning, Wisconsin. Welcome in to the Stu Daniels show on this Thursday morning. It's the 17th day of August. And should be a nice day outside today. Cooler temperatures, breezy. Some areas we'll see haze later today, I assume, from those fires up in Canada. Outside today in La Crosse, mostly sunny and breezy with a high around 76. Richland Center, mostly sunny and breezy with a high around 75. Eau Claire, partly sunny with a high around 75. And Amory, partly sunny with a high around 74. And up in Hayward, partly sunny and breezy with a high around 72 degrees. So what's up with those Brewers? Man, they're having a tough time out in Los Angeles. They lost again last night, 7-1. And the Cubs and Reds both won last night. So now the Brewers are only 2.5 games ahead of Cincinnati and Chicago. And game 3 of that 3-game series against the Dodgers is tonight in Los Angeles. And it's going to be on the MLB channel, nationally televised. So if you have an uncle in Poughkeepsie, you can send them a message and tell them that the Brewers are on national TV tonight. At least on cable, if you have the MLB channel. And what's new in the headlines? Lambeau Field getting some upgrades, making it more user-friendly for visitors. Also, the expansion of Amtrak in Wisconsin will benefit the entire Midwest. A new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum says Wisconsin teachers are leaving the classroom for two reasons: COVID and Act 10. And also, a judge has dismissed a lawsuit seeking to remove roadblocks set up by Wisconsin's Lac-des-Flambeaux tribe. So why don't we start with that story about teachers? As far as I'm concerned, there's nothing more important than education. Yep, an educated public will make better decisions. So it's important to educate the people as well as we can. I have a story here from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and this is from Kathleen Gallagher. And she has now left the journal, the Milwaukee Journal. She worked at the Milwaukee Journal and the Milwaukee Sentinel for 23 years. And she also received a Pulitzer Prize back in 2011. And she has a story in the Journal Sentinel right now about Amtrak. It says the Midwest economy will benefit from long overdue Amtrak expansion. Yeah, have you ever taken the train? It's a great way to travel. It's very comfortable and it's a lot of fun. People on the trains have fun. That's what I've learned over the years. The story says that Amtrak says
that 2021 bipartisan infrastructure law. And let's see, it says Amtrak says the 2021 bipartisan infrastructure law's $66 billion of railroad funding is ushering in a new era of rail. And it's about time. After a 50-year fight for survival, Amtrak finally has the resources to make passenger rail more viable, and the Midwest will be better off for it. Forget the tired argument that we don't have enough density. That's true in Wyoming or Montana, but urban mega-region maps show the Great Lakes region has enough density to justify, in fact, demand passenger rail. The Midwest Interstate Passenger Rail Commission has kept the states engaged, and the 2021 Midwest Regional Rail Plan, spawned from a Federal Railroad Administration-led study, provides a blueprint. It's a rational plan with Chicago at the center of a four-pillar, or I should say, of four-pillar corridors to Detroit, Indianapolis, Minneapolis-St. Paul, and St. Louis. Recent progress is a new Chicago-Minneapolis train this fall and speeds up to 110 miles an hour on the Chicago to St. Louis route. And there are critics, of course. In 2021, a month before Cato Institute fired him, Randall O'Toole wrote a blog saying the Midwest has abundant low-cost flights, so it doesn't even need a rail system. Flight mares have accelerated since 2021. I guess those are like nightmares when you're on a flight. Maybe O'Toole didn't see that coming. O'Toole probably didn't see this summer's wildfires coming either. The Canadian Climate Institute estimates Canada in 2025 will have $25 billion of losses, about half of projected GDP growth, relative to a stable climate scenario. Behind Chicago and Toronto, our region has 11 cities of 1.5 million people or more. Many are in the high-speed rail sweet spot, too close to fly and too far to drive. There's a big environmental benefit, too. Rail travel is 46% and 34% more energy efficient than driving and flying, respectively, according to Amtrak's Connect US report. Nonetheless, Cato Institute says we have a freeway shortage. Its 2021 policy analysis disparages rail for expensive infrastructure, inflexible routes, and an inability to lure people out of automobiles. The irony is, while DC politicians promote rail, they're also intent on keeping gas prices low. Imagine if, after OPEC formed, Presidents Carter and Reagan had worked to impose gas taxes to keep prices above $5 a gallon. Gas-guzzling SUVs and pickup trucks would have been replaced long ago by electric vehicles, and Middle East royalty wouldn't be rolling in our petrodollars. If the government stopped keeping gas prices artificially low, many more environmentally sound initiatives would suddenly make good business sense. Public policy matters, and bad policy has consequences. All transportation options are subsidized one way or another. Some subsidies are just more obvious. Do you count snow plowing and highway police as transportation expenditures? Since Congress approved airport privatization in 1996, only one has achieved it, according to the Congressional Research Service. So taxpayers are footing the bill to keep airports open. The Highway Trust Fund, the major source of federal road and bridge funding, has been spending more than the gas tax brings in for two decades and is expected to be insolvent by 2028. It received more than $270 billion in general revenue transfers between 2008 and 2021, just to stay afloat, according to the Government Accountability Office. Building transportation infrastructure takes time and lots of money. Fortress Group's Brightline, Milwaukee Bucks co-owner Wes Edens is a co-founder, expects to spend $12 billion on the Los Angeles to Las Vegas route it is planning. Amtrak spent $2 billion on the Chicago to St. Louis route project it started in 2009. The result? Improved track infrastructure and safety, new and refurbished stations, and 33 new, higher-speed, more efficient rail cars. But it wasn't until June that Amtrak ran its first 110-mile-per-hour train on the route. Still progress, given the obstacles, except in parts of Michigan, Amtrak's Midwest trains run on freight lines tracks. The physics of heavy, slow-moving freight cars and high-speed passenger trains sharing tracks are challenging. And freight lines, which generally ignore Congress's 1971 mandate giving Amtrak trains preference, are the leading cause of Amtrak's delays. When Amtrak tried to add three daily trains to its Chicago to Milwaukee service, the Midwest's top route and our country's sixth busiest, Glenview, Illinois, spent $500,000 lobbying against it because of a new freight train holding track. Bait the base. Trash trains rhetoric helped Wisconsin's Scott Walker and Ohio's John Kasich win governorships in 2011. The road builders' lobby is powerful, and politicians often in less populated states want trains routed through their districts. SNCF, France's rail company, pulled out of California's LA to San Francisco high-speed rail project, saying it's too politically dysfunctional, according to the New York Times. Our country needs public policy leadership here. Spain, which has the second largest high-speed rail network in the world, has 47 million people and about 2,300 miles of rail routes. The 12 Midwest states aren't much different, with 68 million people and a plan covering about 3,000 miles. So, what do you think? Is investing in Amtrak and new railroads, new railways, new track, is that a good idea? What do you think? Feel free to give me a call. The phone number is 715-388-7155. I'm going to take a quick break. It's a short one, so stick around. You are tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show. All the world over.
Summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Owning livestock can be a tricky business at times. The insurance team at Ag Country Farm Credit Services understands, which is why we work with ranchers every day to help mitigate risk. So whether you're looking for protection against price declines or loss of gross margin, Egg Country can help you. Livestock revenue protection is available for cattle, dairy, and swine. Learn more about your options by contacting your local Egg Country office.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly cloudy today with highs around 74. Northwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 49. High temperatures reach up to 79 tomorrow. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Mainly sunny skies and calm Saturday with daytime highs approaching 91. 88 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 62.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Show on a Thursday morning. From Bob Marley and the Wailers, Misty Morning. 23 right now. We have 68 degrees in La Crosse. Also 68 in Richland Center. And hey, I want to bring your attention to a guest we're going to have during the next hour. A representative from Planned Parenthood coming in. And I know there are a lot of myths and misconceptions about what Planned Parenthood does, at least among some people. So we're going to have a representative of the organization on the radio to discuss what they provide, especially for people in Western Wisconsin. And I'm sure it'll be interesting, so stick around for that. Just before the break, we were discussing Amtrak and the fact that there is money now because of the infrastructure bill available for Amtrak to expand, add new cars, add new lines, add new track. And just before the break, we were going over an article from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel by Kathleen Gallagher, who was a Pulitzer Prize winning journalist for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and the Milwaukee Sentinel before that for over 20 years. And there's just a few more paragraphs here in this story that I'd like to get to before we get to our next break. and we were discussing the expansion of rail in the Midwest. By the way, the headline of this story from Kathleen Gallagher says, Midwest economy will benefit from long overdue Amtrak expansion. And I have a quote here that says, the existence of high-speed rail creates a massive benefit for the traveling public, said Ray Delahanty, whose 160,000 subscriber City Nerd YouTube channel explores topics like subsidized gas and Spain's rail system. And it isn't that what government should be, or he says, and isn't that what government should be doing, using its scale and authority to build regional and national investments that produce widespread public benefits, end quote. There is federal money now, but unlike highways and airports, passenger rail has no permanent funding. Transcontinental rail may not be competitive, but regional rail is, quote, rail infrastructure is more durable and can transport people more efficiently than highways. It also has a much lower carbon footprint and is easier to electrify and convert to autonomous operations, said Mark Kane, a former freight railroad, an Amtrak executive, and author of Against All Odds, The History of Burlington Northern Railroad's Innovative Intermodal Business. High-speed rail should be a regional priority, a win-win opportunity for state and local governments to collaborate to build a more livable future for all citizens, a future with less pollution, less congestion, and more livable cities. It's time for the Great Lakes states to stop planning and start doing. Kathleen Gallagher, a former business reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Pulitzer Prize winner, and her piece that's in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel posted this morning. Midwest economy will benefit from long overdue Amtrak expansion. What are your thoughts? Do you agree or do you disagree? Would you rather just stay in your car? Or do you think that regional railway Amtrak is a good idea? Feel free to give me a call. The phone number is 715-388-7155. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude. Then at 6, the Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
ABC News, I'm M. Nguyen. A March 4th trial date could soon be set in the criminal indictment case against former President Trump and 18 alleged co-conspirators in Georgia over 2020 election interference. The Fulton County DA pushing for that start date. Meantime, there's a new ABC News Ipsos poll out on what Americans think about Trump's legal troubles.
While 63% of those polled say Donald Trump faces serious election charges in Georgia, that same survey shows that his popularity hasn't changed much. Former President Trump and President Biden's favorable ratings are both at just 31%, and nearly half of all those surveyed, 48%, are worried the Justice Department is not giving Hunter Biden a fair and nonpartisan investigation.
ABC's Andy Field. In Hawaii, more bodies are found in burned-out buildings and cars in the Maui wildfires, 111 now dead as the searching continues. This is ABC News.
For Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in Amory. Canadian wildfire smoke is once again triggering a statewide air quality advisory, which will last through Monday at 6 a.m. Wildfires north of the border have caused several air quality alerts this summer. Earlier this year, air quality was the worst it's been in over a decade, with a late June stretch causing the air quality in Wisconsin to drop to the worst in the world for a couple of days. Officials say to limit time spent outdoors, especially children and people with health conditions, when air quality is unhealthy. A national trucking company that recently filed for bankruptcy is making layoffs in Wisconsin. Yellow Corporation said 46 employees in Toma and 9 more in Eau Claire will lose their jobs as the company deals with its financial issues. Other Wisconsin locations are impacted as well, with Neenah laying off 86 employees. 261 employees are being laid off in the state of Wisconsin. According to the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development, the company has 22,000 employees nationwide. From the Civic Media Newsroom in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You've heard the word a lot lately, but what does it mean to be arraigned? The Department of Justice describes it as the first court appearance for someone facing criminal charges. A judge reads those charges, then the accused enters a plea. At the end of an arraignment, a trial date is set, along with bond. And depending on the severity of the charges, the judge can add conditions to take away the defendant's weapons or passport before being released. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app. Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Love!
Testify. 8:35. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. Music from the Parliaments. Yeah, George Clinton. Before Funkadelic, before Parliament. Vocal group, Parliaments. I want to testify. Got 62 degrees right now in Eau Claire. It's also 62 degrees in Amory. Looking for highs today in the low to mid 70s. Mostly sunny in most places and kind of breezy today. But discussing several topics today. We've been discussing Amtrak, the expansion of Amtrak throughout the Midwest, going to benefit everybody. And by the way, if you have an opinion on anything, feel free to call in. I'd like to hear what your opinion is. The phone number is 715-388-7155. And you can also send me an email message if you want to. The email address is stewmanradio@gmail.com. Stu is spelled with a U. And I have a story here that is unsettling. This is from the Huff Post. Have you heard about this woman that was arrested for death threats against the judge in the Trump case? This just happened yesterday. This piece was posted late last night, 11:30 p.m. And this is from Huff Post. Nick Visser is the journalist. It says, judge faces death threats and the jurors in the case got doxxed amid multiple Trump indictments. And it says, if Trump doesn't get elected in 2024, we are coming to kill you. A Texas woman allegedly said in a voicemail to U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan. And this piece from Huff Post says, a woman in Texas was arrested yesterday, Wednesday, after she allegedly threatened to kill the federal judge overseeing an election interference case against former President Donald Trump. The news came just hours after media outlets reported that the purported names and addresses of grand jurors in the Georgia vote tampering indictment had been shared on far-right message boards. Now, how would you feel if you were a juror on that grand jury? You're just doing your citizen duty, right? And serving on a grand jury. And here, someone posted the names and addresses of the grand jurors in that Georgia case. These episodes reflect the charged political divide over the legal whirlwind surrounding Trump and growing concerns about the safety of those involved in prosecuting him. Trump has regularly lambasted special counsel Jack Smith as deranged and attacked the judges assigned to his cases. In a message posted on his Truth Social platform earlier this month, he warned, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you." Prosecutors said yesterday, that authorities had arrested Abigail Jo Schrey, 43 years old, of Alvin, Texas, for allegedly calling the federal courthouse in Washington, D.C., where U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan has chambers. The judge is overseeing Trump's federal indictment related to his efforts to remain in power, including the events surrounding the January 6th, 2021, attack on the U.S. Capitol. According to court documents, Schrey left a threatening message on August 5th, calling the judge a stupid slave and saying Chutkan, the judge, would be targeted personally, publicly, your family, all of it. End quote. The call was made 2 days after Trump was arraigned in the January 6th case. Quote, you are in our sights. We want to kill you. End quote. Schrey allegedly said in a voice message. Also, if Trump doesn't get elected in 2024, we are coming to kill you. Schrey also threatened to kill Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, Democrat from Texas, who, like Chutkan, is black. Schrey admitted to investigators that she left a message, but said she didn't plan to travel to Washington. She has been jailed in Texas after the court noted she had been charged 4 times over the past year in similar cases. Media outlets also reported that on the same day, the purported names and addresses of the grand jurors who indicted Trump in Fulton County, Georgia, this week had been posted on a fringe website alongside threats of intimidation and violence. Unlike in many other states, Georgia publicizes the names of jurors in an attempt to keep criminal proceedings transparent. The full list of those grand jurors was included on the 98-page indictment released late Monday. Media Matters for America noted that users on the message board had posted a list of the names, calling it a hit list, while another wrote that they should be followed and photographed. Trump was indicted in Georgia on state racketeering charges alongside 18 other defendants. Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis has charged the former president with being part of a vast criminal conspiracy to overturn 2020 presidential results in the state as part of a broader effort to keep him in power despite his loss to Joe Biden. So, again, we see things heating up, especially on the right, where evidently it's okay to threaten people, to post names and addresses of people trying to do their citizen duty, serve on a grand jury. And where does it end, you know? I mean, obviously, there are people who are unhinged that see information like that and think that they've got to save America and go after these people. We've seen it before, and it's a scary situation. You know, I mean, it doesn't take much to get some people pretty wound up. Let's move on to a little lighter subject. How about that? 8:42 right now. And in the headlines, I mentioned that Lambeau Field is getting some upgrades that will make it more user-friendly for Packers fans. And I have a story here from the Green Bay Press Gazette posted yesterday. It says Lambeau Field upgrades are designed to make stadium more user-friendly for Packers fans. And it says Green Bay Packers fans will encounter a more user-friendly Lambeau Field this season. The third floor concourse in the stadium has new signs, LED video screens to convey information, advertising, and on-field action, and a bolder, eye-pleasing green and gold color scheme, all while retaining the industrial factory theme put in place when Lambeau was renovated in 2003. The theory was to modernize the building without losing the historic feel, said Aaron Popke, director of public affairs. The concourse includes larger informational signs painted on bright yellow steel beams, which are more noticeable with larger writing than the signs they replaced. In addition to telling fans which sections they are in, the signs provide directions to the nearest gate, to the atrium, and other information. Above the beams are video screens that can provide information or advertising. The concourse also includes larger video screens for relaying on-field action. All told, 60 new video screens were added throughout the concourse. Wayfinding and other information is clearer on the beams, Popke said. And there are some other changes that fans will notice, such as a grab-and-go area in a cashless Lambo. There are 10 new grab-and-go concession stands added to the concourse. Checkout scanners have tap-to-pay technology, which provides an alternative to swiping or inserting a card into a card terminal, and can process transactions up to 4 times faster. We encourage that, said Eric Sampson, general manager for Delaware North, the Packers concessionaire. Sampson said workers will be in the new concession stands to assist with managing the technology, which may be new for some fans. Lambeau Field is now completely cashless, including the parking lots. The grab-and-go stands, introduced 2 years ago, have increased the speed with which fans can get food and drinks and return to their seats. Popke said data collected from the stands already in operation indicated 66% more fans can be served in the same time as at conventional concession stands. There are also mini pro shops and a wine sponsor. Three mini Packers pro shops were added to the concourse as well. The shops will carry the most popular items purchased by fans. On the third level in section 354 is the new Wollersheim Bar. Wollersheim Winery and Distillery of Prairie du Sac is a new Packers sponsor. Wollersheim wine will be available wherever else wine is served around the stadium. The Packers say the third level concourse is underutilized. They encourage fans in rows 45 and higher to use services on the third level, although it is, of course, open to anyone at the game. There are also new video scoreboards, much talked about video scoreboards in the bowl. Packers spent $51 million on the Daktronics-produced video boards, which, measuring 48 feet tall and 220 feet wide, twice as wide as the boards they replaced. There are auxiliary displays on the east and west sides of the bowl, upgraded to 75-foot-wide digital displays. Those video boards are required to clearly show coaches on both sidelines key game details, such as the amount of time left, score, the down, and the distance. But the wider displays will provide more space to provide things such as fantasy football stats or other game scores for fans. Sounds like it's going to be fun at Lambeau Field this year with the new improvements, new stuff around the stadium. Got to take a break. It's a quick one, 8:47 right now. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly cloudy today, with highs around 74. Northwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 49. High temperatures reach up to 79 tomorrow. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Mainly sunny skies and calm Saturday, with daytime highs approaching 91. 88 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 62.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn directs WLAK.
I took a trip up to China Way. Said I'll stay just a day. To my surprise, there to see another lover there for me. Susie Wong, she's a lover. Her word a heart to discover. Susie Wong, she's my baby. And don't think I'm crazy. Susie Wong, she always follow me wherever I go, or to the circus or the movie show. I always wonder why she loved me so. But I can tell you only Susie knows. Susie Wong, she's a mystery. First love I ever had in history. Susie Wong, she's my baby. And don't think I'm crazy. Susie Wong, Susie Wong, Susie. Took a trip up to China Way. I said I'll stay just a day. To my surprise, there to see another lover there for me. Susie Wong, she's a mystery. First love I ever had in history. Susie Wong, she is my baby. And don't think I'm crazy. Susie Wong, Susie, Susie Wong.
Oh man, that's going back quite a few years. A classic reggae piece for you from Jacob Miller. Susie Wong, 852 right now. We got 67 degrees in La Crosse and 58 degrees in Hayward right now. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show. If you have an opinion on anything we're discussing today, feel free to call in. The phone number is 715-388-7155. I want to give you some breaking news from the Associated Press. And by the way, let me ask you, what's your opinion of the economy? Seems like if you are a supporter of Joe Biden's, you think the economy's pretty good, right? Jobless rates are about as low as they've ever been. A lot of people making more money now than they used to make. But if you are not a supporter of Joe Biden, then you probably think, oh, the economy is going down the tubes and Joe Biden ruined the economy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, anyway, the resiliency of the U.S. economy seems to know no bounds. Things just keep humming right along. According to the Associated Press, U.S. jobless claims applications fall as labor market continues to show resiliency. And this was posted just an hour ago. It says the U.S. labor market continues to flex its muscle as applications for jobless claims fell again last week and remain at healthy levels in the face of high interest rates and inflation. Applications for unemployment benefits dropped by 11,000 to 239,000 for the week ending August 12th. That's down from 250,000 the previous week, the Labor Department reported today. The four-week moving average of claims, which softens some of the week-to-week volatility, rose by 2,750 to 234,250. Jobless claim applications are seen as a proxy for the number of layoffs in a given week. Overall, 1.72 million people were collecting unemployment benefits the week that ended August 5th, about 32,000 more than the previous week. So for those of you that are keeping score, there's the latest figures on jobless claims. And speaking of jobless, what do you think makes a teacher leave the profession. You have any ideas? I have a story here from the Appleton Post Crescent. This was posted day before yesterday. It says two factors have pushed Wisconsin teachers from classrooms: Act 10 and COVID. It says turnover among Wisconsin public school teachers is the highest it's been in at least 15 years, with teachers leaving the profession at rates not seen since the passage of Act 10, according to a new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum. The statewide nonpartisan research organization analyzed public school staffing data from the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction going back to 2009. It examined nearly 116,000 teachers at about 450 school districts and other K through 12 entities for a new report released on Tuesday. In the study, turnover was broken into two categories. Teachers fell into the moves category when they moved from one Wisconsin school district to another. They fell into the leaves category when they were present in the data one year, but not at all the next year. In every year studied, more teachers left the profession than moved to different districts. This could be due to a number of factors, from baby boomer retirements to resignations from increasing politicization, the report said. Wisconsin public schools are also facing declining enrollment, which could force some districts to eliminate positions, but it's unlikely that was a substantial factor in so many teachers leaving the profession, the report added. So it says teacher turnover in Wisconsin peaked after the pandemic, but it took a few years. Over the 15-year period, the Wisconsin Policy Forum studied an average of 11.5% of teachers turned over each year. This means a little more than 1 in 10 teachers either moved school districts or left the profession entirely each year. But there were two peaks in that data. The highest year in the report was 2023, with a turnover rate of 15.8%. The second highest was 2012, which the report said was tied to Act 10, which went into effect in 2011. Act 10 eliminated most public employee collective bargaining and catalyzed a wave of retirements among public school staff, according to the report. It's almost 8:58 right now. Got to take a break. For top of the hour news, stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel all right. You know I
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News.
App.
News.